Greetings from Long Time No See, the podcast. Every week, we'll be inviting two blindfolded comedians to answer a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Now, let's remove those blindfolds and start the show.
Hi!
What would your opening line with your celebrity crush be?
Loved you in Harry Potter.
Worst date you've been on?
A man bit my neck mole off once.
You did what?
A man bit my neck mole off.
Oh my God, Jack almost fell off his chair.
Be sure to follow and subscribe to the podcast.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Tour set pop.
So my birthday was just a little bit ago on May 14th, and as a little birthday present to myself, I bought myself a set of really nice enamel pins, and I came across this shop randomly on TikTok probably like a month ago, and I saw that they were going to have a restock, and I put an alarm in my phone just like waiting to buy these because I knew I needed them. Mm-hmm. What I ended up purchasing is from Honey C Shop, and that's Honey and then C-E-E Shop. And they have a TikTok and a Instagram, but they have a bunch of different BTS themed enamel pins. But the ones that I ended up grabbing are these chibi spinners, where it's like a really cute version of each member of BTS, like think like Tiny Tan almost. Mm-hmm. And then surrounding them are like little items that relate to them, like maybe on Yoongi's is like music notes. And also like a little quote that has to do with them. So for example, on Taeyang's, it says like, "Hi, I'm V. I'm good boy." And his little chibi is wearing a beret. It's so
cute.
J-Hope says like, "Strawberry." And it's like strawberry themed. It's adorable. So I could not decide on just a couple. I had to buy the full set. Uh-huh. And they came in the mail today. So I just had to share it. Like, I'm so happy with this purchase and with this order. Yeah. Can't wait to decorate my jean jacket even more with more BTS pins. And I wanted to encourage our listeners to go support Honey C Shop because they make great enamel pins.
Yeah, they're really adorable. The thing that sells me on it is that they spin?
They spin.
They spin and then they say whatever that quote is.
Yeah.
So it's J-Ho saying strawberry.
Yeah.
It's just so
they're
cute.
They're so cute. Yeah, mm-hmm. They are just the best purchase. So
yeah.
would highly recommend. And that was my little birthday gift to myself.
Yeah,
so,
you deserve it.
Yeah, thank you. So on that note, welcome back, Iconics. And if you're new to the podcast, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Stanning BTS.
Yes.
Yes, welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is, too. But disclaimer, this is an informative fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast, though. So if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some, Hoseok is the butter.
The butter. Or butter is Jin's era.
No argument there. Then you're in the right place.
Okay, so in today's episode, we're going to be talking about all things butter. So we're going to be talking about just like the press conference, the records that have been broken, and then we'll get into the production and writing of the song. We'll talk about the lyrics, and then of course, we'll get into the trailer and the music video.
Yes, cannot wait.
Mm-hmm. And then just one more thing before we kind of get into it here. We are going to talk about Billboard, and we're going to release that episode on Monday next week because we just want it to keep relevant.
Mm-hmm.
But congratulations, BTS, for all of your wins at Billboard.
Yes.
That Billboard performance deserves
Incredible.
Its own episode. So it's going to be a short episode.
Yeah.
But we have to talk about it. But honestly, there's too much to talk about with butter. We can't talk about it today
right.
in this episode.
We don't want to rush through anything. We want to give mm-hmm. everything its moment. So look forward to a little short episode on Monday about Billboard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before we get into today's episode, we do want to say thank you, Iconics, for being here and for supporting us. If you'd like to support us even further and have access to our Google Docs full of episode notes, important links, and pictures, you can do that by donating monthly to our Patreon at patreon.com/standingBTS.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingbtspodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out bi-weekly episodes. Any type of support is super appreciated. Yes, thank you guys for being here. Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks, Iconics. You are the best. You know what else makes Iconics the best is that they support us and they support Charities of the Month with us. Mm-hmm. This month, it's still May, so we are still supporting the Love Myself campaign with UNICEF. Please go to endviolence.unicef.or.kr to join us and BTS in supporting the Love Myself campaign to end violence.
Yes. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into Butter. Butter is their second fully English single released May 21st at 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Korean Standard Time. So for the release of Butter, it really felt like dynamite all over again. We got together at Kayla's place.
Yep.
What we ended up doing is we went live on Instagram. And we just want to say thank you to all of the Iconics who joined us for that. That was a lot of fun.
It was a blast.
Yeah. We ended up making pancakes. We had chocolate chips.
And pecans and bananas. Mm-hmm. We had the whole works.
And strawberries. And of course,
a whole stick of butter.
A whole stick of butter. Salted butter.
Yeah. Salted butter.
Yeah, it was so much fun. But we ended up doing that up until the premiere countdown for Butter, mm-hmm. which Big Hit ended up putting out 15 minutes before the release of the official Butter music video.
Mm-hmm. Which was really great that they did that little countdown. Mm-hmm. In the countdown, I think BTS were on two different teams with Jin being that kind of MC and they were supposed to decorate toast.
Yeah, they were cooking.
Yeah.
Which made me feel so great because we were making pancakes. Yeah.
The first thing of the night that we were like aligned with, you know, mm-hmm. like if BTS were cooking, we were cooking.
Yeah. It was fun. It was fun.
It was really, really fun to be on Instagram Live with our Iconics. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to do it more, you know, after having done it for Dynamite, after having done it for Butter now. Like, mm-hmm. it was just a blast just hanging out and getting mm-hmm. everybody's thoughts. And yeah, it was super fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then the music video ended up dropping and we're just going to give our first impressions mm-hmm. of Butter and the music video. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For me, I was vibing to it immediately, but I was not sold until we got to the rap verse. Mm-hmm. That's what I was waiting on. We never said this like on the podcast previously, but we had discussed like, for me, if there wasn't rap on this song, like it was a deal breaker.
Wow, really?
I really felt that way because I feel like we really bent a lot for Dynamite to like really accept Dynamite for what it was, mm-hmm. a song that kind of fell into their lap that they jumped on the opportunity. But they've had months since Life Goes On came out and they're putting out a Japanese album, but it's not like all new songs, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, what else are they doing? If they're not going to rap on this upcoming song, what have they spent their time on that they're not going to rap on here? Like, I really feel like it's not BTS mm-hmm. if it doesn't have that rap. Mm-hmm. So when the rap came on, that's when I freaked out the most.
We both freaked out. I mean, we were expecting it.
Yeah.
We were expecting it. For our Butter Be Ready episode and our last episode, we really hit on that we expected rap. We were hoping that rap would be in it. I just didn't know that it was a deal breaker for you.
I just feel like I would not have really been able to love it.
And enjoy it.
And enjoy it without the rap, you know? And so when that happened, I think I screamed. It sticks in my mind that you were like, Kayla, because I was so obnoxious, yeah. but it was exactly what I needed for this whole song to be mm-hmm. perfect. And, mm-hmm. you know, by the time we got to the end of the music video, I was like, I just need to watch again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Initial thoughts for me was, okay, this song is extremely catchy. This is radio play. This is pop single. This is exactly what that is. And I felt like, okay, this is everything that Dynamite was, but better or improved because of just the rap element and just the charisma of mm-hmm. BTS put in it.
Yeah, it checked the boxes that Dynamite checked. Mm-hmm. Charismatic, fun, attractive BTS members, mm-hmm. plus the rap, plus, you know, BTS's larger involvement in the song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I wasn't entirely sold on it the first time watching through. And really, I think the reason for that was because when we started watching it, I just thought I was overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I was overwhelmed with all the thematic pieces, the lyrics. I was trying to really analyze everything at once, and you just can't do that. Mm-mm. I was overanalyzing, if anything, for the first watch through when I really should have just been enjoying it.
Yeah. We have really trained our minds when it comes to BTS to analyze their music videos. Yeah. So it's hard to look at it for the first time without an analytic eye, you mm-hmm. know? So I totally understand that feeling of being overwhelmed. I think after we watched it, actually, Instagram ended our live because we were playing a copywritten song.
Yeah.
We hopped back on live for a minute just to talk about it. But then once we ended our live for good, we watched it multiple more times.
And like, it just grew on us more and
every
more
single
and more
time.
And more. And now I'm fully in love.
Yes.
It's their best. I'm like, hell yeah.
Into it.
Yes.
Yeah. So they also did a press conference. They did this press conference an hour after its release. So I believe that's 2 p.m. Korean Standard Time is when they were doing this press conference. In our document, we linked a translation thread if you want to go read through a whole transcript of it. We are going to talk about some specific quotes from them from the press conference throughout this episode, just when they're relevant in our conversation. But I did want to share this one from Namjoon just to begin with, because this is just something that we frequently discuss either on the podcast or just individually, but mm-hmm. just about BTS and their genre of music and K-pop and what mm-hmm. K-pop really is. So he just says, pretty much unprompted, questions about K-pop and the American market. We do a lot of introspection among ourselves, but I think K-pop is not so much a genre, but it should be categorized as an industry. It has become more expanded in its meaning. As BTS, when we do our best in the future, then critics will be able to see us for who we are and evaluate us as we are. So not see us as a K-pop band, not see them within the scope of whatever they expect K-pop to be, but just see them as artists making their mm-hmm. style of music.
And not so much as a genre as it is an industry.
Yeah.
I like that definition of K-pop.
Because it's what I think a lot of people have been saying for a long time,
mm-hmm.
you know, that it has can't be fit into one genre. It's not just pop music, you mm-hmm. know. So yeah, it definitely is an industry. And I just like that he pointed that out in this.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to discuss the records that Butter has already broken. They've broken like innumerable amount of records, like almost 100 different records already.
It's insane.
Too many
to
list.
It's a record breaker. BTS are constantly beating their own records. They're just beating themselves.
Yeah. They're the only ones in the competition.
Really?
So they did score the biggest song debut in Spotify history. They got 20.9 million unfiltered streams. However,
On day one.
On the first day within 24 hours. 20.9 million. However, 40% of those streams were filtered out by Spotify, making the official number that counts for charts only 11.04 million streams. They would have been far, far beyond in first place on the Spotify charts, but because of this, they are only in second place because of this filtering of streams. And this has been, specifically today, as of recording this podcast, all over social media, a lot of people being like, we need answers from Spotify. Mm-hmm. It's day three.
It needs to be addressed.
It needs to be addressed. We need to have more of these streams released. Like, no way are all of these streams, are almost half of the streams, bots. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that ridiculous to think that super fans of a group, which
ARMY,
I feel like all
massive.
Of ARMY are. ARMY is massive.
That's common knowledge at this point.
Yeah.
ARMY is massive. BTS just, and we're all very passionate fans. We are super fans.
Yeah.
It is not unrealistic that we have Butter on
loop,
repeat.
On loop, yeah. And why do they have the feature option to loop a song if it's going to ultimately count against the streams and count against mm-hmm. the artist because it's flagged as being mm-hmm. a bot?
Yeah. But let's just talk about how unfair this is. 40% of streams. I understand potentially for the sake of the industry that like there are people who cheat the system, whatnot. So I get the filtered streams. I get that. But 40%, and it makes me feel that even if you're streaming like a lot of ARMYs do, where you try to listen to other BTS songs in between so that it isn't just looped, even though you want to and you're just desperately waiting until Butter comes on again
mm-hmm.
because you just want to hear Butter, but you know that it's not counting towards streams. But I feel like even that ended up getting filtered somehow.
Yeah, because Army, a lot of Army at this point are knowledgeable about these are the streaming policies. This is what you have to do so that your streams count. If you are on social media at all as an Army, then I think that you know this. And if you're new Army, then like one random person like repeating a song over and over again shouldn't stand out as like suspicious, you know?
Yeah.
What's interesting is like all of the other songs in the top global Spotify charts right now, Good For You, Levitating, Montero, Peaches, Brutal, those streams are filtered out at much, much lower percentage rates. 7%, 1%, 3%.
Yeah, including the Butter instrumental.
The Butter instrumental, which you have to know, people were listening to Butter and then the Butter instrumental. Maybe another song after that, but people are streaming both songs. So how is the Butter instrumental only filtered out at a 25% rate, but Butter, the actual song, is filtered out at a 47% rate? Something is fishy.
It is suspicious.
Even Dynamite, which you know we streamed like fucking crazy for Dynamite.
Yeah.
Day One was filtered out by 38%. Ultimately was only filtered out by 9%.
Yeah.
So we just as Army, we're really looking for answers. We're looking for streams to be re-added, you know. But it's frustrating to see that Day One, it should have been at the top of Spotify charts, yet it wasn't. You know, and this is time that people are saying, well, this certain artist who is still at number one is with the same company that this one person affiliated with Spotify also works for, and it's still at the top. And
yeah, what people are gathering, or what Army's gathering here, is that there it's all the way to the top.
Yeah.
There it's all the way to the top, and there's connections there between artists and Spotify.
Between Spotify and Interscope labels. Records and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's political.
It's interesting. Some
as
things
is everything, right?
That seem to be... Right. That seem to be going along, you know, behind the scenes here. But ultimately, it's counting against BTS, which ARMY is never going to stand for. So I'm hoping that, you know, after this episode comes out, as days continue on, that some of these streams are given back. Because I really... I can't fathom that like 20, like 10 million streams were fake.
Yeah.
Like that's insane.
40% is so high. It's just unfair. It's really unfair.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that ARMY is calling Spotify out on this, but also we're just going to stream harder.
Yeah.
We're just gonna stream. It just lights a fire underneath us. And you know, do not underestimate ARMY.
No.
We're just... We're passionate. We're huge fans. There's literally hundreds of thousands, millions of us. Yeah. Millions of us. So it just doesn't make any sense.
No.
But whatever. So let's go ahead and go into YouTube. So YouTube is maybe, I think, past this point where they're like, okay, ARMY's massive and we need to like
we know
be
that they're streaming honestly.
Yeah. So Butter ended up breaking the YouTube record for the first 24-hour views. So for the music video views, when we saw the 24-hour mark, it was at 112 million. We expected that there would be some of that filtered, and it got filtered down to 108.2 million at the 24-hour mark, which beats Dynamite's record, which was, I believe, 101.1 million, something around there. So congratulations, ARMY.
Yes.
Congratulations, BTS. I am just... The biggest thing for me was when Dynamite came out, I was streaming like crazy.
Yeah.
I remember being at Corey's parents' house. I had my phone. I had my work tablet. I had their TV. I had Corey's phone. I had Corey's mom's tablet. I was just streaming anywhere I could because we were... It was crunch time. And we...
It was down to the wire. Like, we really almost didn't make it.
Yeah. But this time around for Butter, we ended up beating 100 million views within 21, 23 hours?
I believe it was 21 hours.
Yeah.
We had...
It wasn't 23. It was 21.
Yeah, we had time. We had a lot of time to spare.
Yeah. And I just remember on Twitter seeing all of ARMY being so positive and like patting each other on the back. Like it was incredible to see this on Twitter. It just makes me feel so proud. I ended up putting out a tweet just giving thanks to literally like the Eastern Hemisphere Army because we're global, we're universal, as Biden had said in his speech.
He literally said K-pop fans are universal, and he's like, you guys know the group I'm talking about. Like, he's afraid to mention them.
Anyways,
BTS more impactful.
But I was
than
just
the
congratulating them and thanking them because, I mean, while we slept at night after Butter, you know, they went hard.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, well, we gotta work hard too. They gotta go to bed. And yeah, at 21 hours, we ended up beating the record.
Yeah. It was super, super fun to stream all day. Thankfully, it was a Friday and this school year it's no student days on Friday. So as I was just getting my work done, doing planning, grading, whatever, I was streaming in the background. There are some awesome YouTube playlists for streaming this time around that has like, you know, like Butter and then like three songs and then Butter and three songs, which is just wonderful to be able to stream constantly, but make sure views are counting. So I had my desktop computer going and then I was also streaming from Apple Music on my phone to get those iTunes streams.
Yep.
So that was just, it was a great day of just full of Butter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too. Okay. So for the production of the song, let's go ahead and get into the song, the production, lyrics, writing. So it was produced by Ron Perry, Rob Grimaldi, and Stephen Kirk. And Ron Perry, I just want to say, he is the chairman and CEO of Columbia Records. And this is one of the very few times that he is credited as a producer for a song, which is mind-blowing to me, being the chairman and CEO of Columbia Records. And this is one of the very few songs that he's produced.
Yeah.
So I just thought that that was special that he had a hand in Butter. Yeah.
Intriguing that this is the song he chose to work on.
Yeah, like he wanted to work on this song. It makes me feel that he really respects and sees just the potential and the evident talent that BTS has.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think that for him to say, I'm going to work on this song, and he obviously can be selective with what he wants to produce on, for him to want to work with BTS, I think says a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was written by Ron Perry, so he also worked with the lyrics, as well as Sebastian Garcia, Alex Bielowitz, RM, Stephen Kirk, Rob Grimaldi, and Jenna Andrews. Jenna Andrews, we had seen on, she tweeted or quoted a BTS tweet of a teaser trailer and had said like, okay, let's go. So when she did that, I sent it to you and I was like, I think she probably wrote on Butter because she's an American songwriter. So that was cool. And then obviously just awesome that RM got to write on this.
Another thing that we were really hoping for.
Yes.
In our Butter Be Ready, we said, we really hope that BTS has a hand in the writing of the song.
Yeah.
And to see RM credited really makes us so, so happy. I think it's what contributed to Butter sounding more authentically BTS than Dynamite did.
Yeah. For us to be immediately sold on Butter too and into it and be like, this sounds like them. So from the press conference, a couple things RM said and related to writing. He said, parts that we felt weren't compatible with our style and rap, we decided to get involved. I was lucky to be able to participate in the making of this song. I was able to take part in the rap and in the lyrics. Me, Suga, J-Hope, we all have different characters, and I tried to highlight the unique styles. So it seems like he was the only one who wrote on it. He's also the only one credited, but he definitely thought about the rap style of Yoongi and of J-Hope, you know, as he was writing for their verses also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe Yoongi said that he had tried making submissions for his verse and that everything got rejected and turned away. But he's been studying English really hard is what he said in the past year at the press conference. But it's good to know that RM had a hand in knowing, okay, I know the rappers, I know their style, their verses, how they typically, you know,
deliver.
So it really made a huge difference in the song and it shows.
Definitely.
So for the style and just like the vibe of the song, how it sounds, it is a summer anthem. It's this disco dance pop party song. It's impossible to not groove along. It's incredibly catchy.
Yeah.
It's just so, so catchy.
Catchy without being repetitive also.
It's not repetitive. Yeah. Which for me, Dynamite was a bit repetitive.
Yeah, Dynamite was super repetitive.
Butter has this much better flow to it with the way that it has the verses, the pre-chorus, the chorus. It just flows way better.
Yeah.
And then having the rap verses as well. And that lap J-Hope's last part of the song mm-hmm. there too, like an outro chorus basically.
Perfect.
It just really adds to the hype at the end of the song. But what's pretty distinct about this song in particular is the bass line and the drum beat. We hear that drum beat, but the bass line that you hear, that boom, 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 it's just, it really is distinct. You hear it.
Very
80s. Really tunes into your ear.
Yeah. Yeah. Something else that comes out a lot is the 80s style, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis style synths. And this was mentioned in the Rolling Stone interview, which we linked in the document. But if you don't know, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis were two of the most prolific writers and producers in the 1980s. Chances are that you've heard numerous of their songs without knowing about it. Mm-hmm. That classic 80s sound is their sound. Mm-hmm. They worked on countless R&B, club, and pop hits of the time. They worked with artists such as Gladys Knight, Michael and Janet Jackson, Boyz II Men, and Mary J. Blige. So huge names. They talk about cultural reset. They really shaped culture of these music styles in the 80s to progress into the 90s and, you know, the 2000s from mm-hmm. there. So very cool that BTS is having this very like 80s funk style song with that bass line and that drum beat. And then they're bringing in these Jam and Lewis style synths.
Yeah, these specific scents that I mean, that's also what really stands out. And I'm glad that we ended up finding in this Rolling Stone interview that they mentioned this, because we ended up going and listening to a lot of these songs with that. It's just, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of, like we mentioned Dynamite a little bit earlier, this song does remind us a bit of Dynamite.
It's my only critique, really, of the song.
Yeah. And I can see it two ways. Like, it can be a critique of like, this is too similar to Dynamite. They have similar sounds and like similar eras of music being referenced with like, with that kind of funk. I would say Dynamite is a bit more 70s and like Butter is a bit more 80s.
Yeah.
But I could say you can kind of, this is how I've kind of explained it away a little bit to play devil's advocate.
Yeah.
I feel like it's closer in style to BTS's style of music of their Korean songs purely because of the inclusion of the rap. Yeah. So like, to me, that gets brownie points.
yes.
Yeah. But like, it's possible to me that they use similar styles of songs between Dynamite and Butter as they're building their English discography. I'm thinking about that American listener who only ever heard Dynamite on the radio, never did anymore, never like looked into BTS anymore. Mm-hmm. So if they've only ever heard Dynamite and Butter, like they want those two songs to track. They want them to go together.
This is BTS.
Right.
I love that you're mentioning this. I hope I'm not cutting you off.
No, you're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love that you're mentioning this, because this is something that I thought of as well, was, okay, yes, Butter sounds different from Dynamite, but maybe what the similarity that I'm hearing is this style of BTS that is their English singles.
Yeah.
That to a casual listener, they might think, oh, this sounds similar to to this other song. Oh yeah, this is that same group.
Yeah.
This is that same group.
Right. It's building that recognition. Mm-hmm. And also we have to remember that a single is a song that can appeal to the masses, and it's not necessarily meant to be the most meaningful. So it's not going to reflect the true BTS that we know with those super deep mm-hmm. lyrics and, you know, multifaceted everything all the time. Like this as a single, I think it effectively works as like that radio single, that initial, ooh, I know that group.
It's a perfect radio single.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
definitely.
Yeah. And it's popular music, which is supposed to be more of this casually easy listen song.
And it is.
Mm-hmm. It's a single. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that you mentioned all of that, but you said lyrically that it's not the most meaningful, but for me, I really do think that these lyrics are so, I mean, if there's one thing really about Butter, is the lyrics are 1,000% better than Dynamite.
They are so much better
than Dynamite. Dynamite was filled with a lot of cliche lyrics, and I hate saying that.
But I mean, in retrospect.
Yeah.
I'm not saying these lyrics are meaningless. I'm just saying they're not as meaningful
as
we know
are.
BTS to be.
Yes.
But
yes.
They still have, they definitely have meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So thematically, when we were listening to the song, it really reminds us of Pied Piper,
mm-hmm.
being captivated by them, unable to do anything but melt over them. It was just reading the lyrics and hearing the lyrics for the first time. I'm like, okay, Pied Piper, like calling us out.
Right.
Oh, yeah. But so for the vocals and the rap and the song, they, you know, we're going to really talk a lot about the raps and the lyrics, you know, when we get to the lyrics here. But just to briefly gloss over it for the sound of the song, really for the vocals and the rap, both are so, so crisp. It's just, and this is similar to Dynamite 2, they're using some different kind of production sound on their vocals. I don't know what it is, but it just sounds really forward. The vocals just sound so forward in the song.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it. It sounds different from previous produced songs, like the way that the vocals are appearing or how they sound.
Yeah. I understand what you're saying, and maybe it's a Western style, you know, like maybe it's, we just don't notice it, but maybe it's more Western American style to have that more forward voice sound,
like,
and everything
else
more background. If
you go and listen to how the vocals present, just the sound of the vocals on a Fake Love track, or even their On track versus Dynamite and Butter. There's something in the way that they produce the vocals.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're doing.
Where the actual vocal lyrics themselves
forward.
Are more forward than the rest of the instrumental. Whereas maybe in their Korean songs, they're more balanced.
Yeah.
Definitely stood out a little bit there. But I think the vocals are absolutely packed with runs and ad-libs. I mean, all over the place. Just like they were with Film Out, all over the scale. They are all over the scale here with Butter.
They are.
And also, I really feel like there's balance between members' lines. I feel like each member gets their time to shine.
Yeah, they do. Absolutely. We were both, of course, shocked to hear the rap, but we were so happy to hear Yoongi's rap especially. And so just going back to their press conference release, something that Yoongi said was pretty interesting. For the question, they said, "Are you thinking of trying a hip-hop song again?" And his response to this was, "Last year in Map of the Soul 7, we had several hip-hop tracks. In B, there's hip-hop tracks there. I think we don't really do or make music along those genre divisions. When we make music, we make pop music. We think about what will really grab people's interest. We try to combine things. In my mixtape, I packed it with 10 songs of just rap, and we have our members who are releasing their own mixtapes. As singers, we feel we are good at what we do in our main job. But I think a singer will not be popular without a good performance on the stage."
Wow. Mm-hmm. I love that they were like, "Are you thinking of trying a hip hop song again?" And he was like, "Here's an itemized list of all the hip hop that we've done in the last year. Are you kidding? We've never stopped doing hip hop."
So Butter, of course, is this great pop single, great for radio play. But whatever album it ends up being on, of course, there's going to be other songs on that album that are more authentically BTS, that have Korean rap, you know, hip hop influence more so than what their single is.
I just really love that he also speaks to, we don't really make music along genre divisions, because I feel like that's something we've always experienced with BTS, is whatever music they want to make and experiment with making, like, they dive into it. And it's just a joy that we get to, like, think about even just Dynamite to Butter. We got like 70s funk. Now we're getting like 80s vibes. Like, you know, they're kind of taking us on a little journey.
Yeah. Well, the retro sound is so in right now. With popular music, the retro feel is prominent.
Super in. So they did a great job with dialing into that and saying, we're going to make this retro pop song. So let's go ahead and get into some lyrics.
Yeah. Okay. I was blown away by the first verse. Like, I really feel like when I first watched the music video and I heard Jungkook's lines, like, I never got past that, and I just couldn't process
more.
Even focus on the rest of the video.
But they're perfect.
They're the perfect introductory lines to the song. Yeah. So he says, "Smooth like butter, like a criminal undercover, gonna pop like trouble, breaking into your heart like that." Let's break it down. So, smooth like butter, we've all been saying smooth like butter. You know, they've been promoting
hashtag
smooth like butter, you know, like a criminal undercover. So I really think that this is just BTS talking about themselves and saying, like, a criminal undercover, like them breaking into the Western music scene really seems like they've done something illegal, or like something that is criminal.
Yeah.
because how could they, how could this K-pop group be breaking these records? How could this K-pop group be doing all of this? And then he says, gonna pop like trouble, gonna cause trouble breaking into your heart like that. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, because they broke into all of our hearts. But I also want to make the reference of pop like trouble could be like the board game trouble.
So another like classic, like, Americana reference.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But those lines, I just think really break. That just goes to show what all of the song talks about.
I also think like pop like dynamite, you know, like a reference to dynamite. And then
pop,
I think,
art?
Pop art, literally pop art, like in the first three lyrics, pop art, pop culture for sure. I relate like Smooth Like Butter, Criminal Undercover. I think Smooth Criminal immediately also, like another homage to Michael Jackson.
Damn, I didn't even say that. But yeah, Smooth Criminal.
I feel like there's like just in these first four lines, mm-hmm. there's like five different plays on words.
Yeah.
And different interpretations.
It's incredibly clever. With that, it's like, okay, this lyrically outdoes Dynamite already within this first like half of this verse.
And Jungkook had perfect delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect delivery.
Yes.
Taeyong's next line, Cool Shade Stunner, Yeah, I Owe It All to My Mother. I just love that this is Taeyong's line. I think it's so sweet and cute that Taeyong gets to say, I owe it all to my mother. Because mm-hmm. I just feel like that's something he would say.
He's a family guy.
Yeah.
He really is. He adores his whole family.
Yeah.
Very close to his grandmother, his parents, his siblings. Yeah, it makes sense.
He's such a sweetheart.
And he's a looker. They all are.
Oh, wow.
But Cool Shade Stunner.
And then RM's Break It Down. Or wait, Yoongi's Break It Down right there. But yes, I love the Break It Down that they say before the chorus. I think it's a perfect little transition between
mm-hmm.
the two.
Mm-hmm. So for the pre-chorus, Jin ends up saying, oh, when I look in the mirror, I'll melt your heart into two. When the line for I'll melt your heart into two makes me think that your love is growing, that ARMY's love is growing.
Multiplying.
Mm-hmm. It makes me think of when I fell in love with BTS and shared it with you, and then you fell in love with BTS.
Yes.
It's just like the love for BTS is continuously growing.
I totally get that.
Mm-hmm. In the chorus, they say, sidestep right, left to my beat, high like the moon, rock with me, baby. The sidestep I thought was clever, and that I think of when you sidestep, you're avoiding an obstacle or something that's there. It really makes me think of all the people who don't quite understand BTS or don't quite understand the hype, and that there's some sort of obstacle in the way. And this is them saying sidestep right left to the beat with me, to mm-hmm. my beat, you know, ride high, you know, up like the moon, rock with me, baby, just rock with me.
Yeah. Just ignore all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really like the next line. Know that I got that heat. Let me show you, because talk is cheap. Talk is cheap. Like, multiple different ways you can interpret this, but often people will say something about themselves and try to say that they are this way and, you know, portray themselves in this way, but talk is cheap and they don't mm-hmm. actually follow through. They're not actually like that. And BTS coming in as this Korean act, you know, performing in English, are not going to be able to express themselves 100% of the way that they want to,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But they have always shown through their actions
yeah.
that they are dominating, mm-hmm. you know, it doesn't matter. Also, talk is cheap. It doesn't matter what anyone else says about them.
Yeah.
You know, they themselves show through their actions that they are deserving of the accolades that they have surmassed, mm-hmm. but also that, I mean, they are just continually going to succeed no matter what you have to say.
Mm-hmm.
Talk is cheap.
Talk is cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love everything that you said. I mean, talk is cheap too. How I also think about it is there's ARMYs that criticize them for doing songs in English.
Mm-hmm.
And again, just it's cheap. It doesn't matter. Whatever language that you're singing in, it's really about the song. It's really about their performance.
Yeah, their performance. Also, at the end of the chorus, Jungkook's Get It, Let It Roll. Have to talk about his raspiness. I love the raspiness on Roll. It's just mm-hmm. phenomenal. And it takes such a high level of vocal skill mm-hmm. to do that in a controlled way without damaging your yeah. vocal cords.
And with this 80s vibe, I also think rock and roll.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my God.
And buttering a roll.
Yes, and buttering it. Like, I think the imagery that I get is, well, now after seeing the Billboard performance, is them rolling their hips, but also like butter rolling off of pancakes, you know? Like, we kind of see a shot of pancakes and butter in the music video. That's kind of what I think about.
I really see the syrup rolling
the
off.
The syrup rolling pancakes. Off, just, you know, or let it all roll off of you, like whatever talk is happening, you know, just let it roll, you know?
Yeah, let it roll.
And then it so smoothly goes into the second verse, and it's Taeyong starting off, smooth like butter, pull you in like no other. Don't need no usher to remind me you got it bad. And they do something that they've never done before here, which is Taeyong delivers all the lines up until the word bad, and then Jungkook comes in with this amazing complex run all over bad.
Yeah,
incredible. I really love that they like tag team this line in that way. And I just love the little call out to Usher, because we know like Jimin really loves Usher. He was really influenced by Usher's dance style, and this like You Got It Bad is a reference to Usher's song, and so this is like a nice little reference in there.
So then Jin says, ain't no other that can sweep you up like a robber. I love the way that he sings robber. To me, it almost sounds as if he has a bit of a British accent. I don't know why. Like, robber. I adore it so much. But this line specifically made me think of our last episode where I just was like, yeah, before I got snatched by BTS. And then here they are, we're like, yeah, gonna sweep you up like a robber. Exactly what happened. Genius line. Yeah. Truly. Yeah. I love it.
I love when he says straight up. Straight up, I gotcha.
Straight up.
I'm like, fuck yeah, straight up.
Making like, you fall like that.
Damn. Yeah. Oh, and when he delivers those lines, just handsome. Perfect. Have to talk about the rap verse. When, like I said, when this rap verse started, I just freaked out. I love that we have some wordplay in here for Yoongi. I saw my wrist, I'm the nice guy. So it's like N-ice. Wordplay right there. Got the right body and the right mind. I don't know why this makes you think of his recent like shoulder surgery and recovery, but it's like he's ready to go and he has the right mindset. His body is healed. His mind is ready to go. Like he's, you know, fully into it.
He's, well, Min Yoongi genius, right?
Right mind genius for this. He also talked about during the press conference that he was really happy and excited to be part of the Butter promos since he missed like all of the Life Goes On promos. Rolling up to the party, got the right vibe. We know Yoongi to have immaculate vibes.
They've always had the right vibes.
Smooth like butter, hate us, love us. I just love the hate us, love us because, I mean, it's just, when they're saying it, they're smiling, they're lighthearted. It's like, whatever, you know? It's that roll off like butter. It's the talk is cheap type of thing. Like, doesn't matter, love us, hate us, whatever. We're vibing.
Well, with butter, a lot of us were hoping that there would be some sort of diss track, satire going on. And I feel like this little line clues into that slightly with the hate us.
Maybe Yoongi wanted to say more and those are the lines that got rejected. Because I can see,
like,
Yoongi,
I want to address the haters no matter what I say. I just want to address it.
Right. I agree with that. Yeah, for sure. Namjoon's verse, amazing. Fresh boy pull up and we lay low. All the players get moving when the bass low. Got army right behind us when we say so. And then he says, let's go. I just love got army right behind us when we say so. And then there's like this little like run in the background. And it just, it's army. It's army in the background singing along with them.
It's pitched up really high. And it really sounds like army at a concert, just screaming along to the song, just freaking out, having a great time. It really does sound like that. I love that interpretation of it. That's how I will always interpret it.
And they put ARMY in the song.
I mean, perhaps the best line of the entire song is Namjoon saying, got ARMY right behind us when we say so.
When we say so. It's like ARMY mobilized.
Okay, the thing that's great about it is they're in this song, it's like all Pied Pipery and that they're saying, you love us, you fall for us, we make you fall for us, we make you sweat. And then they're like, just the call to ARMY here. It's like they have it as bad for us as we have it for them.
Yes. They stan us as much as we stan them.
Exactly.
Yes. Oh, man.
Yeah. So for the post-chorus, J-Hope. This is just all J-Hope. This was a blessing for the whole song. J-Hope needed a whole verse like this, this post-chorus that he does. He says, smooth like butter, cool shade stunner, and you know we don't stop. Hot like summer, ain't no bummer. You be like, oh my God.
Yes, and we literally are like, oh my God, his whole verse.
Truthfully, there are moments with this podcast and just standing BTS that like all I can think to say is, oh my God. Like that's just, that's all I can think because I be like, oh my God.
Accurate though.
Yes.
Accurate.
Yes.
It was overwhelming, this part in the song, watching it for the first time in the music video, just being hit with this J-Hope. This is such a classic J-Hope verse.
This is the peak of the build of the entire song is when J-Hope comes in here and he just hypes us out and takes us out of the song.
Yeah. It's a very hype outro. Mm-hmm. And then Namjoon with just the last couple lines saying, we gonna make you rock and you say, we gonna make you bounce and you say,
hotter, sweeter, cooler, butter.
And then
get
Jungkook.
It, let it roll.
Yes. Yeah. But like ARMY screaming after he says butter. And I just love hotter, sweeter, cooler, butter. It's just perfect. Mm-hmm. A perfect way to culminate the song and then ending it on Jungkook. Get it, let it roll again. Just fantastic.
Fantastic.
Oh, these lyrics.
These lyrics really sold me on the song. If not, I mean, the whole song in general, I just think is phenomenal. I think it's the best radio play song that they've had to date.
Yeah. Oh,
but
yeah.
These lyrics have way more depth to them than what seems up from the surface.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. These lyrics have way more depth than Dynamite like ever
easily,
could.
Easily. Hands down.
And we're not hating on Dynamite. We still love Dynamite. It's a great song.
Yeah.
It's just not, it's not as good as Butter.
The message of Dynamite was just like, we're lacking. In a pandemic and, you know, have a good time. We're going to have, life is good anyways.
Right.
You know, life is dynamite. But it was full of these kind of cliches.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah.
But this song doesn't have as much as that. It's.
Because it has BTS in it. Because
RM
wrote
lyrics. I think because
RM
had a hand in it.
Yeah.
And the rap verses.
Yeah. And the rap. So let's go ahead and talk about the teaser and the music video.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay. So for the teaser, it was released May 18th at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So in this teaser, they had all of BTS lined up. There's this black and white filter. And you just see them bob their heads to one side to the beat and the bass line of Butter. This is our first look into 80s concept.
Yeah.
We hadn't really anticipated that up to this point. But we see J-Hope right in the middle. I mean, he's really giving off 80 vibes because he has these massive shoulder pads that are just up to his ears, like above his ears. They're so tall.
Yeah.
And then his full forehead is out. I'm just going to talk about J-Hope here. I mean, his full forehead is out. He's center. It's just entirely 80s. And so we get them all bobbing their little heads. We get that pretty wicked bass beat. And then at the end, there is a stack of pancakes that are dripping in butter and syrup. Mm-hmm. And we hear that hook of Jungkook's Get It, Let It Roll.
Perfect teaser.
Mm-hmm. It was the perfect teaser.
Super effective as the teaser. It gave us a little bit more information that we didn't have before, like, okay, 80s mm-hmm. vibe. Mm-hmm. But it also instantly made us want more.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then a couple days later, the music video came out, obviously.
2 days later.
So we'll be talking through this music video pretty much moment by moment. We dare you to watch this music video at 0.5 speed.
Half speed, guys.
You will suffer.
You will suffer.
Fair warning, but it is so worth it. Mm-hmm. Even maybe 0.25.
I don't know. Get to appreciate a lot of it because it goes fast.
It goes by so fast.
It's such a quick song.
Yeah. So the music video is 3 minutes and 2 seconds long. And when we were researching yesterday, it made me think of, oh, the Dynamite Grammys performance was limited to exactly 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. And they had to speed up the tempo of Dynamite
to
be able to fit the song in.
Which is already a fast song.
Yeah. And then they cut out a couple lines too.
Yeah, they did.
And so already a quick song, they had to speed up the tempo and cut lines to be able to perform it. So maybe they were like, you know what? We're going to make this song under 3 minutes long. So that way, when we perform it at the Grammys, we will get to perform the whole thing untouched.
I believe that. I believe that because truthfully, Butter ends so abruptly. And for me, it felt like it it feels like it ends abruptly.
Oh, I think it ends.
They could have easily added another like chorus,
outro,
whatever.
Yeah. I think it ends abruptly because it is, again, a single. And so it leaves you wanting more. It leaves you wanting to press replay.
Mm-hmm. But I really want to believe that they shortened it to be a certain length.
Yeah.
So that it won't be cut short for potentially a Grammy stage.
They're like, oh, they're only going to give us 3 minutes. Okay, well, here's a 3-minute song.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Jungkook in
this. We're so bitter.
Still bitter. Jungkook has this eyebrow piercing and he does that hand kiss right at the beginning of the music video when he's delivering his first lines. This hand kiss that we see repeatedly throughout. It's just, it's not like they're blowing a kiss with their hand outward. It's they just kind of do a cute little peck on their hand.
Mm-hmm.
He also has this shot of this really cute giggle and this big smile. Adorable. Mm-hmm. I just love it. It's so Jungkook. And then that close-up shot of his eyes, just wow, stunning.
It is stunning. Yeah. Taeyong does this really intense lip bite when he's singing his Cool Shade Stunner. But really, for all of Taeyong's verse here, it's just ultimate sex demon. Like, he's hardcore flirting with the camera. He's got this purple sucker. It's just like War of Hormone. You get a lot of that vibes, but
damn.
he's really putting it all out there. Like, everything he's got, he's flirting with the camera.
Oh yeah.
His charm is all the way up.
He's making us sweat like that.
He is,
you know,
boob sweat.
Oh god.
Truly.
And then, like, during his verse, we're getting little snips of BTS kind of in there, little shots. Mm-hmm. Do you need to talk about this moment?
Of course, I need to talk about this moment. I thought you were about to take it from me. I was like, girl.
That would be evil, truly.
We get this little shot of Jin where he brings his hand back and his lips are slightly parted and his eyes are just barely gazing over at us. But he brings it, just lightly caresses his neck and brings his hand back over his neck. And it's just like, it's too short. It's too quick. Like, I truthfully missed it the first time we watched it. And then watching it the second time, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, this shot of Jin is stunning. It's breathtaking. It's maybe crossing a line also.
Talk about sex demon and hardcore flirting. Like, Taeyong was doing it. Jin is extremely doing it right here.
Yeah.
He looks so hot.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, damn. Yeah. Then we get the little scene of the BTS lineup as if they're at a jail. And I just love this inclusion. This harkens back to like debut BTS,
mm-hmm.
Except for it's like, here's an American debut. It's almost like they're treating Dynamite as like their soft American, you know, English debut. And now mm-hmm. this is like fully, here's who we are, because they all have a different hair color to make them stand out from each other.
Mm-hmm.
Then here in the music video, they're all holding a different sign with their stage name on, like V, Suga, Jin, whatever, their birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can even see like, you know, a scale in the background to show height.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is like, oh, you need to know who we are. Here you go.
Here's exactly who they are.
Like, if you were new to BTS and you're like, oh, I just want to know who's who, you could just pause on this.
Especially because I said while we were watching this, biases are made during this music video.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people watching BTS for the first time, they get their bias from this fucking music video.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's exactly who they are. You
mm-hmm.
know, I just love this little inclusion. So not all of their numbers on the signs have significance, but some of them do. So, for example, on Taeyong's sign, he had 00001. And in Korean, that's like a little shorthand, like however many zeros you have changes the meaning, but that just means will be number one. Yoongi's are just random numbers, but Jungkook's numbers, 110604, that's the day that he came to Seoul.
That is so cute.
Stop.
That's precious.
Adorable. Jin's just have random numbers. But Namjoon 2019-04 is the day for the Grammys. And then Jimin had 14-10-18, which is their first day of their first concert for the Red Bullet Tour.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hobi, adorable as he always is, he has 660-660, which is like an onomatopoeia in Korean for like two kissing sounds, like bobo, like kiss sounds, I suppose.
Okay, you're saying Hobie adorable as he always is, but in this shot, he is not adorable.
Okay, in the shot, he's not adorable.
When I saw the sixes, I was like...
666 Satan.
Satan.
Okay, he's not adorable in this shot, but I just think adorable that he chose kiss as his numbers, I think is really cute. But no, he is absolutely demonic. They're all staring the camera
There's
down.
Very, very little cute Hobie in this.
From any of them. Yeah. So then we get just individual shots of each member standing here with their sign. And for this moment, some of them have taken their jackets off. And so we have, like, for example, Namjoon, short sleeve shirt, deep V-neck, very hot. He's just really showing off that he's been working out.
Yeah.
And it's overwhelming.
Yeah. But these are all these shots of them. Yeah, they are getting arrested.
Like J-Hope with his
committing a crime.
His jacket, and he's kind of like scratching his head, like, oh, what did I do?
And his full arms are out and his full forehead is out.
Armpit hair.
Just a lot of yeah.
Remember when we had the armpit hair kink? It was like really prevalent.
Oh, it's still there.
We just haven't mentioned it in like 100 episodes, but
maybe just trying to be more professional with this podcast.
But it's there right here, so we're gonna talk about it.
Yeah,
Hoseok, yeah. Armpit hair.
Yeah, but all those shots are really great. But for Jen's verse, when he says, "I got that superstar glow," it just is so fitting that he has this line. But they have him center in the music video for it because we all know that Jen's story of joining BTS was that Big Hit saw him literally on the streets and was just like, this man is gorgeous.
We need him.
And we need him.
Chased him down.
And in the music video, he gives this little shoulder shrug, you know, pops his eyebrows up a little bit like, okay, I got that superstar glow. So
yeah,
here I am. But for him to do that and then this transition where he runs his fingers through his hair and all of the members run their fingers through their hair, but it smoothly transitions into where we get to see this open room where we see the choreo and the filter turns into color. It's no longer black and white.
Yeah, that is, you know, going into this very first chorus because Jin's Superstar Glow, that's the pre-chorus. Then they transition into their first chorus and the first like real bit of choreo that we see throughout this music video of all seven of them dancing for the chorus choreography. And this room is like, I mean, it's very plain, but it has two, like a corner right in the back and two walls that are colored. One of it like more red and the other one more purple. But they look fantastic delivering this choreo. This is the first time that we get Center Jimin in his like all white suit.
Oh,
yes. Phenomenal. And he just looks stunning. And he really stands out in the all white suit, especially with that hair. Wow.
Yeah. In the midst of it, we get this short little shot of Yoongi where he's got his sunglasses pointed down over his nose, like pulled down slightly, and he's looking over and he looks like little meow meow, you know, that little scrunchy face. It's like just so cute.
You can see like little dimples on his chin, like so adorable.
Yeah. But then it goes back to Jimin, and I just want to point out this piece of the choreography that I think is so interesting is they all put like a shushing finger over their lips. Like, shh. Yeah. And for me, it's them saying like, if you have something to say, shh. Like, we don't want to, you don't need to say anything.
Talk is cheap.
Yeah. Let us show you, because talk is cheap.
Let us show you. That's
but
exactly right.
I really think of like shushing the haters.
Yes, literally.
That's how I take it.
I think the same thing. I totally agree with you there. And when Jimin does this move and he presses his finger up against those big puckered lips, wow, so hot. Yeah.
So after this, we get the shot of Taeyang bringing us into the elevator.
This
elevator that we made such a big deal of for their concept photos, which and their teaser photos. I'm so glad that we did.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that it really carries over into the music video here. But for the elevator significance, Namjoon said in the sketch shooting that in their dope music video, they took the elevator from the basement to the top. And now they're taking the elevator to ARMY's hearts.
Wow. We were so fucking right.
We were right.
For once, we weren't completely off base. Like, I mean, I think typically at best we get like 40% correctness.
Yeah.
I feel like we're like 90% correct with this comeback.
Our Butter Be Ready episode was pretty accurate with what we ended up getting.
We really latched onto the elevator and we were like, wow, the only other time we've seen an elevator is dope. So then for Namjoon in the behind the scenes shooting sketch video to specifically mention dope and the elevator, I freaked out.
Yeah, we both freaked out.
Yeah.
Let's just a little pat on our backs right now. Right. We feel good about it.
We just feel proud about, proud of ourselves here for a second that for once we weren't just clowns. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I love them taking this elevator to ARMY's hearts now.
Yeah. After that shot of Taeyang, then it goes to Jen, which this even makes me think a little bit of the Idol music video where Jen is really in the forefront of the picture here and we see all the members much smaller behind
him. In the back.
That makes me think of Idol some. But I just have to say, this shot of Jen where he's sitting in this chair in the forefront with the sunglasses, this is when he has his robber line. He's in this white outfit and these sunglasses. For me, he really looks like the modern day Elvis Presley.
Yeah, the all white with the sunglasses.
Really. And the sunglasses, he looks like a superstar. He is a superstar.
Oh, yeah. And the hair, too. Like, he has kind of big pushback hair in this shot, too.
Full forehead.
Yeah.
It's Jin's era.
This is Jin's era. I don't have anything else to say. That we went feral over with those concept photos.
Yeah.
Like that, where we literally could only focus on and talk about Jin in that concept photo. This is the outfit. Incredible. He looks phenomenal. Then Jimin hosts his own little press conference delivering the I got that superstar glow lines. Mm-hmm. And I just love he picks up those glasses. Ooh, and stares down the camera, does a little eyebrow quirk. Mischievous and stunning. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Flirts with the camera completely. And then when he kind of walks away from this press conference, the curtains behind him open up to this big room that looks almost like a gymnasium. It has a green floor with like basketball lining on it. And it kind of looks like a gym.
So I have a lot of theories on this scene.
Yeah.
Because this scene to me seems a bit random and out of place.
Yeah.
I think it has a huge significance to the meaning of this music video, though, because we have these microphones press conference. And what are people asking? Like, they're asking for the behind the scenes. They're wanting to know what's behind the making of it. And to see the curtains pull back to this gymnasium, and you can even see the microphone still in the shot.
Mm-hmm.
And it represents not only all of the hard work behind the scenes and the accolades as the curtains literally open to reveal this, but this shot reminded me a lot of traditional K-pop concepts.
Yeah.
Traditional K-pop music video concepts that you see with BTS. I immediately went to Red Velvet's Russian Roulette. I went to Twice's Cheer Up. I thought of Girls' Generation, IOI. I went all there with it. And I just thought, this is them saying something that behind their success really is K-pop, Korean culture.
Yeah. Yes, a major, massive nod to Korean culture and the industry.
And I love that they're putting it in this music video. Even though this is buttered up, this music video and this song is buttered up. It's American, it's Western, it's radio play, it's pop. But they're still doing this homage to K-pop and who they are and where they came from.
Wow. I absolutely love that.
Mm-hmm.
100% this video is buttered up. As we mentioned in the Butter Be Ready episode, Eric Nam's explanation of butter in Korea being too American.
Too American.
So this song is so buttered up with that in regards to being too American or very Western.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that you're saying this is the behind the scenes, this is where we came from, this is a representation of the industry that has carried them to this point, and not the genre, but the industry, showing the hard work that goes in behind the scenes of all of those dance practices, those grueling hours
of
preparation, the rehearsal.
Yeah.
I love that this is showing kind of like that rehearsal vibe.
Yeah.
What else really made me think of, oh, this is traditional K-pop, even without looking at the gym scene itself, was instantly the colors in this scene are oversaturated. It made me think of like Idol, when BTS were really playing like a satire between like that overproduced K-pop with the visuals of Idol. It made me think of that again. This oversaturated color, we're like so oversaturated that Jungkook's purple hair looks blue. And just all of the colors are so much brighter. Even if you watched the shooting sketch video, this room seems way more dim because of the filter that's put on this scene. So this again made me think K-pop and traditional K-pop of just that perfect, pristine, but also, you know, almost overproduced in that way.
Yeah. And it also makes me think of the softer bubblegum K-pop.
Yes, because they're all, they kind of turned the dial of sexiness down during this part. Jungkook, I think, still lets them slip out. I mean, J-Hope can't handle it.
The sex appeal is still there.
Of course. But like Jimin specifically, I think he's very cute in this part. And he actually has quite a bit of front and center moments in this scene. And his cuteness is like turned all the way up. He does that little hand kiss, that little smirk. He just looks adorable. Also, less forehead in this part. His bangs are down. A lot of other members' foreheads are more obscured. So it's taking away from that sexiness and that maturity level.
I love that the way to bring the sexiness and bring up the cute is removing the forehead. Taking the forehead out, like covering it up.
It's so accurate.
This is why the forehead episode was really needed.
Yeah. And why I have to explain to people, like, what do you mean about the foreheads? Like, but I mean, here, it's
so
evident.
Go check out our Finally Foreheads episode because we get into the actual, like, cultural
significance of forehead exposure. But yeah, I just to reiterate what you said, because I think it's perfect. So buttery. The whole song is so buttery that they had to show and really pay homage to their Korean roots and Korean culture. And they did that here in this scene.
Yeah. They did not disappoint ARMY, the fans, really, with this shot. I think it's great that they added this.
Yeah.
So then we get the elevator freestyle. And this part of the music video, I think, is the best. I think it's the best
part.
It's
phenomenal.
Everyone loves this part. This is Corey's favorite part of the music video. Every single member gets to show their individual charm inside of this elevator doing a freestyle dance.
Yes. And I really encourage you guys, if you haven't seen it, to watch the shooting sketch video, because in that video, we get to see the full version of each member's freestyle, which is really awesome, because obviously we only get about half of it in the music video itself. During the press conference, Taeyang said there's a part where the members are dancing in the elevator and expressing their own feelings. The moves were freestyled, ad-libbed on set, and we chose how we would express ourselves best. So really, to your point that it shows their individual charm, I think 100%.
Yeah. Definitely.
Jimin is vibing. He does, you know, like that long leg out, super sexy, kind of shimmy up. Namjoon, hello dance monster.
Dance monster.
He
hell
really
yeah.
fucking went for it. He went hard and he hit all the beats. And for me personally, his is my favorite dance. I just love it. I just love how hard he goes. His confidence right now is like through the roof,
it's
and it really came through in this dance.
Taeyang is acting like he's got some perfume that he's putting on. He's putting on his wrist, on his neck, and he just looks smooth and sexy. The way that he moves his body, he looks great.
How is he that smooth, like dabbing cologne on, you know? Like, he just looks phenomenal.
Yeah. Jungkook has his hair pulled back into this slight little ponytail.
No.
And he does this massive twirl with his leg leaned out. I mean, he looks incredibly smooth. I get Michael Jackson vibes with this dance that he does here. And then J-Hope just went for it. They're like, oh, freestyle in this elevator? I don't even know how this is a freestyle. It looks like it is like every single move is planned out with how great it looks all put together. But I mean, he just goes out to the side on both sides. And then he goes, I mean,
using the whole space with his freestyle.
He uses the whole space. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And I think the fact that he's in an all white outfit for this also makes it even cooler because the lighting is so dynamic.
But he just goes off.
Yeah,
man.
He fucking goes off.
Like, he moves every single part of his body for this.
Every ligament.
Yeah. He's like in midair for the majority of it.
I really love Yoongi's super chill approach. In the shooting sketch, you get to see a more active freestyle dance, and then they didn't choose that one. They chose the part where he was like kind of standing there snapping and moving his hips.
But it shows his charm.
It shows his charm and his personality and his more like chill, laid back style so much.
He looks at the camera with his little squinty eyes and pouty lips.
That sells it. That makes the whole thing where he's just kind of staring us down. It's the best thing that Yoongi does.
All he needs to do is rock his hips and snap. Damn. And then look at you with that.
And look at us. Yeah.
And then for Jin, he really went off here too. I was so proud of him. He does this lunge to the left, lunge to the right. And then he like pulls down his glasses over his nose and then peers out over the glasses. I mean, he really is the Elvis Presley of today. That is all I can think of. Like, I think white Elvis.
This shot specifically looks like it.
Yeah. Because he's in this white shirt, these white pants. I mean, full forehead, glamour.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Also, he was dancing so hard that, like, in the behind the scenes, his ring falls off, like, flies off because of his intense
movements. Oh, my God.
Movements.
And then in the behind the scenes, he gets all cute with his little booty shakes. Like, he gets kind of shy. Oh,
adorable.
This is just Jin's era. Yeah. I cannot praise enough.
Yeah. And then they have this wonderful transition. Like, we talked about how the song itself, as it you're listening to it, smoothly flows from the verse to the pre-chorus, chorus next to the verse, like, you know, without giving you any time to think about it. They do the same thing in the song.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we talked about Jin's transition where all of the members kind of ran their fingers through their hair.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here for Yoongi's part, they all are standing in the elevator at the end and Yoongi in the middle, and they kind of like put their arms up. And then when they slam them down, it's Yoongi kind of slamming his arms down and it's right into his rap verse.
Mm-hmm.
And so he starts rapping, and I love this shot. It's him in the foreground and then BTS in the background. And the camera does kind of like this zoom in on BTS in the background, like in the midst of his rap. That really reminds me of Idol also.
Mm-hmm.
So you had the Jin scene that reminded you of Idol. And then this reminded me of like the couch scene in Idol, like where it's Taeyang and then you pan over to the members and they're all crazy on the couch.
Yeah.
Like this really reminded me of that.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, looking at this shot right now, when Yoongi's doing his verse, they're in that gymnasium, which we were saying is like representation of the K-pop industry.
Yeah.
And then with here, we can see where the curtains are pulled back.
And what's behind
them. What's behind the curtains on the other side, who's looking in. We see LA. We see palm trees. We see an airplane, which is like them flying over to LA constantly.
It's like the bridge between the two. It's the bridge between the K-pop that started in that scene.
That's totally what this
is. And what they're doing. Yeah. That visual of those, it's almost like a hangar door opening up in that room.
Mm-hmm.
And just seeing that palm tree scene with the airplane behind them not only makes us think of Airplane Part 2, but also just obviously that big leap and bound from Korean K-pop into the Western music scene.
Yeah. That's totally what it is. But we just have to talk about when Yoongi sings his Hate Us, that he's just got this adorable gummy smile, smirk, like just, you know, Hate Us. It's the perfect way for him to express himself for that line.
Yeah. So then it transitions into Namjoon's verse, and I'm fucking screaming that he wore this this concept photo outfit in the music video.
Yeah.
I remember saying, if this is in the music video, I'm going to die. Because it's like that long sleeve with the shorts and he just looks so fucking hot. He's daddy.
All these leather outfits we ended up
getting. They're all in here.
Yeah.
Thank God. My God. Because they all look so phenomenal. Because Namjoon walks across the screen and then behind him are BTS in a formation that spells out ARMY. Jin and Jungkook with their foreheads pressed together,
they
forming an
so
A.
Cute.
Adorable.
They said they worked really hard on that.
Yeah, they killed it. Yoongi holding the R down on his own, just rocking it. Taeyang and J-Hope looking very proud of themselves, sleeveless, holding hands to form the M. Holy fuck, Taeyang's huge arm.
I will never be over the V-Hope going on with the M here and the fact that they're both sleeveless. They both have little cheesy smiles on, but they know what they're doing to our hearts.
Taeyang has the biggest shit-eating grin on.
Yeah,
like,
he does.
He knows exactly what he's doing. Mm-hmm. He teased the arm workout with the V-logs and or with the B-logs.
I really think that he worked out for this shot. Like, he was like, I'm going to beef up my arms for
I'm
going to
be sleeveless for this. Yeah. And then Jimin, adorable cutie, forming the Y with his legs crossed and this amazing outfit that he has. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is the verse where, or this is the line where RM says, got the army right behind us when we say so. Mm-hmm. And we found on Twitter these other images circulating of BTS doing this pose in 2013.
Debut.
And in this version, like, RM is part of the R, also, but he's just kind of standing there in the front. And the rest of them are
spelling out ARMY with their bodies.
All the way back in 2013. Yeah, like, tell me that's not the cutest thing. Because I really, so like, it, again, this makes it seem like, oh, this is an American debut of BTS and their music. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're, again, referencing, like, debut BTS. They referenced it with the lineup shots and, like, saying all of their names.
Yeah.
And now they're referencing it here with this 2013 pose.
We're seeing a lot of BTS debut, No More Dream, we're Bulletproof showing here, especially when we get into the last scene here, which is where they are all in these black and yellow suits that are so crisp and so fine, but these are their debut colors.
Yeah. It's so interesting. When we were watching the music video, I was like, black and yellow. Now, some people now will say, oh, well, that's HYBE's colors, black and yellow. But I immediately was like, wow, this is like black and yellow, gold and yellow. It made me think of debut BTS, made me think of No More Dream. Mm-hmm. And then in the fucking shooting sketch video, as I'm wondering why, I wonder if this color has significance, Namjoon says twice, and he has to restate it because he leaves the first one as kind of like an open-ended question, as if he means more. Mm-hmm. But he tugs on his yellow shirt and he says, this isn't yellow just because it's butter.
Yeah.
This isn't yellow just because of butter. Mm-hmm. So it's not yellow to match the butter theme. I think it's yellow and black, like gold and black, to reference debut BTS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or HYBE.
Or HYBE.
Yeah.
But debut BTS is so much better.
And HYBE wouldn't be here without BTS.
They would not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But can we just talk about this stage for the ending? It's such an interesting stage. It's different. A lot of people were like, what on earth? Because there's like all these circles all around it.
Mm-hmm.
And can I tell you just how happy I was? Because I was like, oh yeah, I went on this deep dive of pop art at 4 a.m. And I feel like all that time wasn't wasted for this, because truly this stage is those circles that you see, like that comic style that you see
the shading
on pop
from
art.
Pop art. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And BTS performing on top of it being the pop art themselves.
Yeah. I've seen ARMY saying that they're the butter on top of waffles. No, this ain't waffles.
No.
These are circles, not squares.
Yeah. This is a pop art.
This is pop art.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I really love during this black and gold suit scene, Taeyang, when he delivers his lines, we kind of get a closer shot of him. He has this massive smile on him. He is just having such a great time. And I said, he looks like everybody's boyfriend. He just looks so, so cute. And he's
like,
he's having
a blast. And they're all having a really great time. They are having a blast here at the end.
Love it.
And then we get Hobi's outro, and he's hyping all of us, and he's so cute. Even though his full forehead is showing, he comes up, he gets really close to the camera with his members behind him, and he's smiling. He's radiating this positive electric energy that you just can't help but to start dancing along and really feel in right out the end of this song.
Yes.
And then we also get him with his bangs down to soften it up. And
give us a little bit of a break.
A little bit of a break. And we get him in this kitchen setting, which looks 50s, you know, 50s, 60s, the way that the retro fridge is in there.
Mm-hmm.
And behind him, I'm just so happy again.
Vindicated.
To see that behind him is a pop art repetitive style of butter sticks.
Oh, yeah.
Just like what we got with Buttercard. It's so hinted at it.
Damn. I really love that BTS got ARMY involved in like a live global pop art activity.
Mm-hmm.
And then here they are portraying it in the music video with like, this butter pop art.
Literally behind him is this pop art of butter.
Yeah.
I want this pop art. Like, yeah. I want to buy it for my kitchen. It
Where
would
can
fit.
We purchase?
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I will buy.
Also, like, in the midst of J-Hope's outro verse, we get some little shots of the members. I just have to talk about Jimin. He's sitting and he has like full leg exposure because in these leather outfits, he has like black leather shorts on and that sheer black long sleeve shirt. Mm-hmm. And he just looks phenomenal. And you know, I'm like a hoe for any thigh exposure.
Yeah, so. It's a lot of thigh exposure, but just the way that he's sitting on the ground.
And vibing.
You know, it's just, he's just a model.
It's so Jimin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But after J-Hope's outro, then we get Namjoon kind of ending the song and he wipes his lip front and center.
When he sings Butter.
They all wipe their lip, but it's Namjoon front and center. They're mm-hmm. doing it just phenomenal. And then, of course, Jungkook closing out the song with Get It, Let It Roll. And he is just so hype, wide-eyed, like really belting out this last line mm-hmm. and then covers up the camera with his hand.
Yeah, it looks like they're all partying and that this is the end and he's cutting off the camera.
Yes. Yeah. Perfect. Look at Namjoon in the background. Like yeah. he is really in the midst of a party right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely gives that party pop vibe. Mm-hmm. I just absolutely love the music video from start to finish.
Mm-hmm. And then after the song ends, we get J-Hope in that retro kitchen piercing butter with a fork, like a glob of butter. And he eats this whole glob of butter. He consumes the butter.
Consumes the butter.
And then looks at us and smiles. What does that mean?
So consuming. Thinking about butter being slang for too American.
Yeah.
What does it mean when BTS themselves consume the butter that is supposedly too American?
Or what does it mean that we consume the butter and then he's smiling like, is it good?
Yeah.
It's good, right?
Yeah. He's like, you ate this shit up.
Yeah.
100%.
It tastes great.
It does. It went down easy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to say, like, the fact that we all streamed so much and some ARMY tweeted, you know, thanks to J-Hope for consuming butter 112 million times.
Right. How many times did we watch him eat this butter at the end? Wow. I love this music video. I thought it was such a fun music video. Like you said, it was overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, there's a lot that goes on.
There's so much that goes on. There's so much like little tiny slivers of moments that we didn't talk about that are, you know, much to be appreciated. They look phenomenal throughout the whole video.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that this was a great video to represent this song, Butter.
Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the song. I can't stop listening to it. It's hard for me to properly stream and not loop because yeah. I just want to hear it over yeah. and over and over.
Me too. I mean, honestly, when I'm in my car, I just keep pressing replay. And I know maybe it's not going to count, but like, I just need to hear it.
You can't help it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Also, the song itself is not repetitive, but my need to repeat it, pop art. Repetition. I'm just saying. But yeah, I absolutely love the song. I'm blown away by it. I love that RM wrote on it. Mm-hmm. I love that there's rap. I love that the song sounds like BTS.
I think it's going to have wild success.
Oh, yeah. I cannot wait to see what more it does.
Me too. It's already broken so many records. Mm-hmm. I'm very curious to see what happens.
Yeah, me too.
I'm happy for them.
Me too. Congratulations, yeah. BTS, yes, on all of your success with Butter already.
Mm-hmm.
We are so excited to talk about their performance at Billboard with Butter on Monday. Any other Butter-related content that comes out, you bet that we will be covering. So let us know what you think about it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, reach out to us on email. Reach out to us on Twitter, Standing BTS Pod, or on Instagram, Standing BTS Podcast. We love to hear from you guys, and it is the best part of our week. We definitely want to say a special thanks to our supporters on Patreon, especially our VIP Iconics, Eileen Ruchalt, Michelle Park, Deja, Meg DiRuggio, Rachel, Robin, and Allie. If you guys enjoyed this episode, please let us know. And again, find links for all of our social medias in the description.
In the description. Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.
Two, set, pop. Ha! No, no, no.